Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Nearly made it to the weekend, but we still got a 5 o'clock happy hour. I still got my little buddy Dominic Co-Devil in one more hour today. And I'm not done yet either. And I got Evan, and perhaps I'll have you on the phones. Where are you folks at? Where are the Friday grievances? Can't just be me. 844-967-2789. Yeah, check those phones. Those phones work. Oh, phones are working. I guess you just ain't calling. You know, that kind of hurts me a little bit, Evan. Just makes me a little sad on the inside, but I'll suck it up. I'll throw out a grievance. This one coming straight to you from Orlando, Florida, and CPAC. CPAC being the conservative political action conference, whatever they call it. Well, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she got a speaking role today. And she went on the stage and she had something to say. So I'm going to read a little bit of an article from the Raw story. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia. QAnon, I mean, is there a separate designation for the QAnon reps? But anyways, Republican from Georgia on Friday said at CPAC that she was certain that the 2020 election was stolen from former President Donald Trump before acknowledging that she had no idea how it supposedly happened. That makes a less than compelling argument. But here is what she said. While speaking with the Right Side Broadcasting Network, Green trashed Republicans who pay lip service to investigating purported voter fraud in the 2020 election, but won't pledge to decertify the results. I mean, she's the Tim Ramjam sort. They start scattering and tiptoeing around it, she complained about Republicans' attitude to decertify the election. Green then bragged about objecting to the election results on January 6, 2021, even after Trump supporters violently stormed the U.S. Capitol building. I proudly objected on January 6th, she said. I would object again today because I know for a fact that there was so much wrong in the election, and I believe it was stolen. Do I know how? No, I don't know how. But we have enough there that we should be auditing every single state, every single election. Well, that's very clear logic. I mean, I don't know why I didn't see it the first time around. In fact, the Trump-backed audit of the 2020 vote in Arizona concluded that President Joe Biden did, in fact, receive more votes in the state. But that won't keep them from pushing it right here in the great state of Wisconsin, right? Now, I understand the Gabelman report. We've all been anticipating it. You know, I've been here waiting with bells on. For former corrupted Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gabelman to drop the prognosis. Well, he had an opinion before he even started. It's rigged, told us that the day after the election. And it's been transparent. I mean, come on, Gabelman, you're not even trying to hide the fact that you are a complete hyper-partisan. So even when the results do come out, they're going to be meaningless. But, you know, the whole reason, and Voss has claimed, you know, and Marjorie Taylor Greene wouldn't like this at all. Voss has been very clear, you know, this is not an effort to overturn the election results, or at least that's what he's been saying. I've always thought it was just an effort to persecute the Democrats, to cast dispersions, and, you know, let's say a couple of fraudulent Trump electors get indicted here in the state of Wisconsin. Well, then you enact your plan to start jailing, what, Democratic mayors? Because it's all same. Because Marjorie Taylor Greene and the Tim Ranthams of the world, they got no evidence, can't prove it in the court of law, but they feel it in their gut. Something bad out there, probably. Can't prove it, but I feel it. So anyways, I have aired the grievance on your behalf, Marjorie Taylor Greene. 844-967-2789. A couple of CJs and Tom. It's a Tom sandwich. Let's clear the Tom out of the way. Tom, you must be the beat. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hi. I just want to say I'm so glad that you guys are up to 4 stations now, and I hope to get 40 more in the next few years.
You got some money, Tom? You could be my silent partner.
Well, if I win a couple hundred million, you'll be on the list. I can assure you that. I do have agreements, though.
Uh-oh.
And it's with a commercial that you guys aired. I think it's a local one you guys made, and it's supposed to be Chris and Brian and Chris in the podcast, and I can't stand the it's like it's made up, like it's like you're going to swear, and then they beep it out, and it's just,
yep.
It's, I just don't care for it. It's really tasteless, but other than that, I really got no complaints, and I really enjoy listening to you guys.
You know, to tell the truth, Tom, I don't care for that one either, but I don't know if you're aware, Brian Kelly, we call him Fancy Brian, he's an enormous man, and if you don't like what he has created, you keep it to yourself, Tom, because he could crush me like a bug.
I've actually talked to him, and he, too, is saying that he was thinking about dumping it.
Yeah, it's time. It's you know, it was clever for a minute, and it's moved past its minute. We're all ready to move on from that one, Tom. But how about the political grievances, man? I can't litigate and every message here on the airwaves. What about a political grievance?
Well, there's the local stuff, you know, state level, and there's the Trump stuff, and now there's the Putin stuff. It's just there's so much going on. It's unbelievable.
Tom, did you ever envision a day? I mean, I thought we'd move beyond this sort of consideration of World War III. I mean, I really thought we had. I thought we were the singular superpower after the fall of the Soviet Union, and maybe it was my own hubris, but I thought we'd get involved in some more, you know, oil wars. I just never thought we'd get involved in anything bigger than that. I'm not saying we're there yet, Tom, but my greatest fear is we're going to get dragged either willingly or kicking and screaming into this incursion. What's your fear? Or do you not have that fear, Tom?
Well, no, I do. I'm old enough to have been hiding underneath the desk. I'd heard today that they're threatening to bring down the space station on the U.S. or maybe China even and get things stirred up. And it weighs, I don't know, 180 tons or something like that. I mean, isn't that a nice little threat, hey?
Yeah, I had seen that, Tom, and let's raise that. Tom, thanks for listening in Cedarburg. Probably on the Shaw 101 FM or perhaps on 540 AM. They're all good if you're listening in southeastern Wisconsin. I had seen that overnight. The guy that effectively heads up the Russian NASA program started threatening people effectively. Went to Twitter. See if I can find it. I know I'd seen it. I thought I posted it. And effectively said, you know, maybe we'll just crash this bad boy on your country. Don't remove our sanctions. Well, we'll drop the International Space Station on your head. Here is how it was being reported. Tom, kid you not on this. On Thursday, amid new announcements of sanctions on the Russian economy by the United States and NATO in retaliation for the invasion of Ukraine, Rogozin, that's the last name, Dmitry, I believe, Rogozin, the chief of the Russian space corporation Roscosmos, R-O-S-C-O-S-M-O-S, made an eyebrow-raising threat that if the sanctions continue, Russia could stop maintaining the orbit of the International Space Station and it allow it to crash into the United States. Allow their space junk to come crashing down on the continental United States. Here is what he tweeted, according to the translation. That's maybe something lost in translation. But if you block cooperation with us, I don't do a Russian voice. I'll stop. Who will save the ISS from an uncontrolled deorbit and fall into the United States or Europe? Treated Rogozin in Russian. There's also the option of dropping a 500-ton structure on India or China. Do you want to threaten them with such a prospect? The International Space Station does not fly over Russia, so all the risks are yours. Are you ready for them? Come on, man. We starting Star Wars? We got to call out the Space Force here? I mean, was Trump right all along? We just needed an effective Space Force. Space Force! 844-967-2789. The good CJ from Beaver Dam. CJ, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, buddy. Hey, my grievance today is why NATO hasn't told Interpol we'll offer $25 million for Putin's head.
You know, do we assassinate people? I thought we didn't do that, CJ.
No, Interpol, yeah. Well, after the orange guy tried to, or successfully assassinated Soleimani.
Yeah. Well,
Iran tried to put him on Interpol's black or red list.
Well, what they say, if you shoot at the king, you better not miss. I mean, what would happen if
seven figures?
What would happen if there was an assassination attempt on Putin? And I mean, 25 million seems like a lot of money to you and I, CJ. We'd buy a lot of beer and have a good old time. We'd throw a party for all our friends. But 25 million to Putin, this guy is perhaps the richest man in the world. You don't think he's got a $25 million, you know,
bounty?
Well, I know, but he's probably got a security
detail,
man.
There's a lot of desperados out in Russia.
Yeah? Turning the Russian mafia on him?
Dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
Well, $25 million, man. Maybe I'd get on a plane. CJ, do you think it would be appropriate to assassinate a foreign leader of this sort, Putin, even after an aggressive act? Wouldn't that go against international law, sir?
No, Interpol would be apprehending and arresting him for war crimes. And well, I don't know who would get the bounty for doing it, but I'm pretty sure that's what the Interpol is for, is international policing of wanted criminals.
Well, we'll have to get a GoFundMe together. If Interpol won't do it, you and I will, CJ.
Perfect.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend. Thanks for your contribution. 844-967-2789. We had the good CJ, and here's the other CJ. CJ, welcome back, man. What do you got for us?
Well, I got quite a few grievances.
I can give you like one at a time. You can't shout them all at once at me. You know, it overwhelms me. Too much sensory overload when I talk to you, CJ. But how about one?
Well,
how about this? Can I ask you, are you supportive of Putin's actions in Ukraine or not?
Well,
that's a yes or no. Do you support Putin's actions?
Certainly not. But we've got a commander-in-chief right now that is doing nothing about it and has promised, as usual, he could go toe-to-toe with Putin.
Now, CJ, you don't consider any of the sanctions, any of the actions, the Nord Stream pipeline sanctions, none of that is action in your words or in your thought process?
There's a lot more pipelines than just that one. And no, obviously.
What do you think we should do, CJ? What's your definition of the strong and right answer here?
Well, I would stop all exports from Russia to our allies, including us. We still buy oil from Putin, right?
Well, I'm not clear that we do in the current sense. Wouldn't these sanctions prohibit Putin from putting his oil on the international marketplace? And should we not buy his oil? I mean, we shouldn't buy his oil, right, CJ?
But we are. This president has promised all these sanctions that was going to... They can't even get the communication right in their own administration.
CJ, should we have let Russia back in the G7 like Trump wanted to do? Should we have rewarded Putin a year and a half ago? Would that have changed the outcome? Because that was Trump's plan.
Trump held NATO countries to finally pay their fair share. And you know what?
Trump tried to weaken NATO, buddy. Go read the CJ. Seriously. Look back in 2016 when Trump was your nominee and look at what, and just, it's worth a Google, CJ. Look at what the Republican Party platform was in 2016. It was tough on Ukraine, weak on Russia. That was Trump's policy. Look back at the first impeachment trial. That's because your guy wouldn't properly arm the Ukrainians. So stop telling me how strong Donald Trump was on Russia, man. And go back and look at the tape, also worth a Google. Helsinki, you know, not fit for children's eyes, but it's pretty hot, CJ. You'd like it. Come back. More Devils. 844-967-2789.